What we're going to do next is a little excerpt from a piece that we did with Zarango Flamenco. We only have Carla and me here. Carla's going to clap the flamenco rhythms, and I'm going to do the part that starts out with a sort of tap clogging bass thing that I did in reaction to their rhythms. They count in 12s. We generally don't do that. So I had to come up with two counts of four and then four more with that. And then they taught us a little bit of flamenco footwork, which will be in tap shoes, not in flamenco shoes. All right, so it's going to go from something I made up in reaction to the zarango, and then into some things that they taught us to do with them.
Joe Chavala and Carla Grotting of Flying Foot Forum, and just watching you guys makes me out of breath. Anyway, when you're dancing, Carla, you seem to be thinking the same sorts of thoughts as musicians.
Yes, I kind of feel like I'm trying not to think and really leaning into my ear, really feeling the vibrations and rhythms and the commingling of our work.
I shouldn't have said that you're thinking like a musician. You're expressing using the same sorts of concepts.
Yes, I feel tap dancers are musicians because when we create choreography, we're also composing. So it's a kind of composography, and really blending the two. We need to be able to understand how musicians work. I teach a lot of jazz dance and tap dance on working with live music, and we often, at least in my jazz class, lean into discussions with jazz music to see what it means to play in a jazz way and how can we physicalize those ideas to kind of meet the moment.
Carla Grotting of Flying Foot Forum. On May 8th, as part of Timepiece at Park Square Theater, Flying Foot Forum will be working with Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater and Kata Dance Theater to create a dance music event. As we speak, you're in the final stages of determining your approaches to multiple traditions. For example, this Kata poem and song from India is a collaboration of many and references monsoon season, an important part of the seasonal cycle in India.
Varsha, the much-awaited rain, arrives in a great procession. The sky has been overcast with cloud. Lightning flashes, the thunder rumbles. Separated from her beloved, her heart is filled with longing at the sight of the clouds. The trees cast thick and cool shadows. But when she hears a flock of peacocks singing beautifully, her anklets dance in joy.
Kashchit kanta vira guruna swadhikara pramatta shape na Varshabhogena bhartu Yakshashchakne Janakatanayastana punyodakeshu Snekta chaya tarushu Vasatim Ram
Joe Chavala of Flying Foot Forum is back, and you're working with on this production with Rita Mustafi of Kata Dance Theater and Susana De Palma of Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater. I don't know if that piece we just listened to is going to be part of the performance on May 8th and beyond, but regardless of that, what's the process like of multiple traditions working together?
I've worked with Susana a number of times, and Rita and I both were McKnight choreographer fellows, and we were at a retreat for the fellows. And we just got together in a studio and started to dance, and she'd show me a rhythm, and then I would hear something that I could add to that, and then I would add that to it. And that was kind of how this concert started. And she said, oh, I would love to do a concert with you. And we talked about it over the years. And so I said, well, why don't we do it this year? So really, it's just by listening to that rhythm and finding the way all three of these traditions, well, and the many that we do, count in a very different way.
You've done a flamenco-based piece, too.
I had to learn how flamenco dancers count and then translate that into my mind, and then find rhythms that would go with that, and the same with Rita. And so we all do that all together. And then also Carla choreographed a piece where she left a place for them to react to the music and the rhythms that we had done. So we kind of come up with a rhythm, and then we all react to it in our own different ways.
It's hard to say, really, if it's the dance that accompanies the music or the music that accompanies the dance. And sometimes one or the other predominates. Flamenco today can be many things. Here's a bit of a lullaby sung by Alfonso Cid, working with Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater.
Mi niño chiquitito no tiene cuna. Su padre es carpintero, le va a hacer una.
Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater, Kata Dance Theater, and Flying Foot Forum combine for Timepiece, Thursday, May 8th through 11th, and May 15th and beyond, 7:30 till 10 at the Andy Boss Thrust Theater at Park Square Theater. For information, conduct an internet search for Timepiece Eventbrite, and Eventbrite is spelled with an I-T-E. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.